Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Special bringing us back 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. It's just you and me, and I've got some things that I'm talking about cybersecurity, and I'm gonna include a little artificial intelligence in our conversation. By the way, my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. That book has got a lot of the things that are going on right now in the world, especially a lot of the artificial intelligence stuff, is that book. There's a lot of stuff in there that you'll find is in the book that's happening right now, and it is foretelling what's going to be happening. And so far, my track record is pretty good on revealing what's going to happen, what is happening, and how it's going to roll out. So I encourage you to check it out, The Third Ingredient. So let's talk about artificial intelligence for a second. AI, you've heard me talk about it on the show with our guests. I'm sure you know a little bit about it. You may know a lot about it. You may probably, some of you know more than I do about it. What is artificial intelligence? Artificial intelligence is programs, digital programs, computer programs that we've given instructions to. If this, then that. If it presents as white, we turn left. If it presents as black, the computer knows to turn right. If this, then that. That's the basics of artificial intelligence. It's an algorithm. It's a program that when it is given certain information, it has instructions on what to do. And that's the basics of it. But as you know, over the years, it's gotten a lot more sophisticated than that. There are, and the beauty of it is you can have 1,000 if this then that's on top of each other. If this then that, if this then that, blah 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 blah, right up the line. Where this thing is making all kinds of decisions, all kinds of taking all kinds of steps, it's flipping switches, it's turning things off, it's turning things on, it's rerouting, et cetera, all because of instructions that's been given to it on what to do when this thing happens next, when it's presented with this thing next. But here's the thing. Here's where artificial intelligence is getting exciting and frightening at the same time. Remember, I just said thousands of if this then that instructions stacked on top of each other. Well, you and I, it could take us an hour to go through 8 of those, right? Whereas the digital leverage, the computer capability we have now, will allow that artificial intelligence to produce the end result, the final decision, the final product of those 1,000 if this then that instructions, can give you that in a split second. I mean, you can't even see it, right? It's so fast, you can't see what's happening. In fact, it's not even seeable. It's a bunch of ones and zeros. But the beauty of it is that it happens in a split second. And that's beneficial, right? It can help us with medicine. It helps us with traffic control. It helps us on the assembly line. It helps us on our computers look at what happens when you type something into your computer and it gives you an idea about, you know, is this what you want? Well, that's artificial intelligence. When you type something into your cell phone and you put a C in there and it brings up 20 different C options, words that begin with C. Put an A behind it, and it brings up 10 more. Well, that's artificial intelligence. So that's handy, right? It's very handy. It saves a lot of money. It's one of the reasons why inflation, my friends, is continuing to stay low. It's good. It's what our friend Gary Schilling would call good deflation. We don't have classic economic deflation right now, but the effects of technology on our economy is deflationary. And so within an inflationary economic condition, when you apply artificial intelligence, when you apply these faster solutions to an inflationary economy, it has the effect of deflating inflation. And so without the technology, we might have 3 to 4% inflation. But right now we barely have any inflation, maybe 1.5 to 2%. The Fed wants more than that. But the reason why it's that level is because largely because of innovation, of this technology, of artificial intelligence. So this is where it's a good thing. It's handy. It helps us. It's really having a big effect on the inflationary situation that's in a lot of ways is really good for us. If you've been in the hyperinflation period like I have, you know what I'm talking about. When we come back, I'm going to talk about the other side of artificial intelligence and why we should care about that. It's 10 Till. I'm Jim Blessinger. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.